I have spent scores of nights alone in the jungle. All jungles are different. They are home to different animals and different birds. They all have their own special atmosphere, their own personalities. During the day, the great forests with their magnificent trees, more than 150 feet high, are things of green, flourishing beauty. You walk the lovely game paths, listen to the singing of the birds, and observe the beautiful blossoms on the ever-blooming flowers. See the monkeys playing in the treetops, and everything seems serene, with not a hint of danger. But when the night comes on, this same lovely forest and those beautiful game paths that you walk during the day are filled with things that crawl and creep, or trod by animals that stalk and leap. And during the dark of a jungle night, you will hear the alarm calls of a spotted deer, or the warning calls of a barking deer. And you will then know for a certainty that the royal Bengal tiger or the black panther is on the prowl, looking for another victim. The beautiful serenity of the jungle days are replaced by the terrors of the jungle nights, when the whole jungle world comes alive, and the hunters and the hunted begin to prowl. I remember one especially beautiful night when the dreamlike silence was abruptly broken by the startling, piercing scream of a stricken animal, followed at once by the savage roar of an attacking panther. This attack was near my machan, and the savage roars of the panther blended with the painful screams of the animal turned a beautiful night into a horrible, blood-curdling nightmare.